Welcome, friends and adventurers, to another episode of Dungeons and Blackguards. I am the Dungeon Master, Robulon. Joining me, in no particular order, are the players and their level 4 characters. Brandon.
I'm Ikurok Poonflay,
level 4 Bloodhunter Half-Orc.
Caleb.
My birth name is Caleb. The name I've adopted is Kaitoa Tata. I am the Warforged Barbarian, level 4.
Tomo.
Tomo, I'm playing Steve Tehiman.
I'm a level 4 Human Ranger.
Brayden.
I am Beleg Degar, Half-Elf Hexblade Warlock, also level 4.
P.S. We have a badger.
Krizzlik.
Previously, on Dungeons and Blackguards, the party managed to extract themselves from the Wizard and Spear, purveyor of magical weapons and armor, somewhat making amends for their brash entrance by leaving goodwill deposits on the items they wish to purchase. As the establishment closes for execution time, the party makes their way back to Dorophil's safe shack. Steve confirming via Stolas Vision that Randy Quickshanks has indeed been hung and decapitated in front of the crowds in Polb Plaza. Now leaving Dorophil, a recovering Mickey, and Krizzlik the Badger at the safe shack, the party decide to make their way to the White Chain, a restaurant and hotel of local renown, and also the last place Rook and Kaitoa remember before being abducted.
White Chain.
It's a good start.
The White Chain.
The last inn we went to didn't go so well.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, round the corner from the square that you guys know well, that leads back to Tollbridge Tower, north to Pole Plaza, south to places you've been before, the apartment stuff, and here you are in front of the really impressive, kind of like a grand hotel slash bar. Okay, is everybody looking at the front of the White Chain?
Yeah, can I, like, peer in the window and just see what it looks like inside?
Okay, there are no windows on the bottom. Okay. But it's been here for hundreds of years. Rough-hewn stone. This place is imposing. But these front doors are, like, walnut wood or something exotic. And there are four doors. On the right are in symbols written in common, and on the left are out, also written in common. I mean, this place is like a venue.
Whoa, are we going in?
Have we decided what we're like? What our plan of action?
Well, I think we're just kind of gathering intel, okay, as best we can without causing too much of a scene.
Yeah, so I'm a because
I think
blonde,
like, we're
dwarf.
We're looking for, yeah, the Black Arrow, and to figure out what happened last time I was here. But yeah, I guess we don't want to cause a big scene, but we definitely need to talk to some people.
What? Yeah. I'm down to go in. I mean, I will put any weapons that I still have out away to and concealed, so that way we're not going in causing a scene right away, or at least I'm not.
Okay, Robin, I head in.
I'm going to shrug at the other two and follow
the front
Kaitoa.
Doors. Kaitoa, you... Well, I mean, geez, you really just barrel into stuff, don't you?
Yeah.
Can you make a strength roll?
Yeah. Well, that's my job, is to just go in. Ooh, 18 plus 5, 23.
You guys see Kaitoa destroy this door.
Balak puts his face firmly in his palm.
Did
I say I was like
Kaitoa
hitting the door?
It was barred shut.
Oh,
and
your fist goes right through where the handle and the latch is.
Nice.
And now you're just you're there holding the door, and it's like the door is a bracelet on your wrist.
I like profit against the side and pull my fist out and then just like peer into the room.
It is empty.
I just watched Thor Ragnarok yesterday.
Oh, nice.
And all the Hulk's movements and mannerisms and stuff are making the theater of the mind with Kaitoa so wonderful right now.
Oh, nice. All right, it's empty. Is it lit?
There's no party.
There's some light coming from the back. There's a huge chandelier, Kaitoa, above your head. Very ornate, and it is dark in here off to your left, a huge expanse that could seat, you know, maybe 200-300 people in this place, and a gorgeous staircase going up. There is some light coming from maybe some doors to the far right and back, but otherwise, this place is empty, and there is like cheesecloth or some kind of fabric draped over all the chairs and tables.
Am I the only person picturing the Barden Banker right now?
Yeah. Despite the loud like smash through the door, I look back at Steve and give him like the SEAL team hand gestures for like silent entry. now that I see it's really like, quiet after I've smashed this door down.
Like, what? I'll take this moment to summon Stolas in and send him in. As I also, I guess, head in, I like the idea of going into that sort of dark area. That's where Steve sort of drops into it.
Okay.
Yeah, I've already, of course,
attempt stealth.
If it's dim, yeah, I guess attempt stealth. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll attempt stealth as well. I think we're all attempting stealth.
Well, the door was barred. How else were we going to get in?
I think all stealth went out the window with Kaitoa smashing through.
Yeah, that's Kaitoa. You don't need to know that any of the rest of us exist.
Yeah,
that's true.
I want to be hidden. I'll watch from a distance. You, Rook, the person who hid in the fucking staircase for how long?
Yeah, I was in a bouncer's den.
So Robin, do I recall anything about this room as far as like this was the last place I was remember before being kidnapped?
Comes back to you, Kaitoa, now in a red flash. No longer this red haze. It's like your memory is stitching itself together. Yes, the white chain and you sitting for some reason at a table eating and drinking even though you don't need to, and then nothing.
Do I remember like who I was with now that I'm like thinking back? Did anything happen weird? Do I remember any like thing about the building, like the upstairs or...
Yeah, you were staying here at the White Chain the couple of, say, weeks you were in Polb. And yeah, you were regular, didn't you say? You were down at the Busker's Market, so this was sort of your routine. You like routine.
Hmm. Okay.
Oh, so shit, you were a robot barfly. Yeah.
I was a bouncer. At a nightclub.
All right, so do I know what the layout of the building looks like then?
Oh, sure. Upstairs, there's like a concierge desk, and that's the hotel. Mostly high-end, you know, travelers and clientele who can afford it. Downstairs, a huge restaurant and bar. Famous and really well-established. Again, you gotta go to the White Chain.
I whisper to Steve, can Stolas, like, fly outside and look upstairs through the windows to see what the light is or, like, who's up there?
I mean, we can see the light from this room, right?
Sure, yeah, on the second floor are ample windows. I mean, there's dozens of windows on the front. It's just this bottom level that, at least on the front, has no windows other for these nice big walnut doors, and it is bordered, I mean, super tight by, like, all of, you know, Polb constructed in the way that it is, super tight alleyways. I mean, maybe you guys could inch in beside it, but yeah, second floor, absolutely tons of windows, and Stolas and Steve, you could check that out.
Yeah, sure.
I'll send Stolas up.
All right, so Stolas checks out a couple windows. It is dark in there, and in fact, some of the windows, it looks like they've been covered over by that same cheesecloth or linen.
What the fuck happened here?
It's like a hear a dish crash in the back to your right.
Like downstairs?
This is in the downstairs. And Party, okay. Are you guys all inside the doors now?
Yeah. I was just moving my character. Yeah. Have we made stealth checks?
We all said we were going in stealthy, but we didn't roll yet.
I'd like to find a bouncer's nook for me to hide in.
Who is this? Who is this? We break in the door. Whose is this?
My apologies.
Oops.
I just went to check the door, and I think there's, like, serious wood rot.
My hand went right through it.
Well, I am a repairman. I already have some wood right here.
And this blonde worker man walks right up to the door and starts diligently repairing it.
Are you open?
Are you the new owners? Have we been given a license to open?
Yes.
And he's tapping away now with a little chisel there, getting the shards and the splinters into a clean square that he can fill. What did you ask, Beleg?
Oh, I said yes.
No, I think Beleg should turn into the mayor. So this establishment is open.
I just say I'm here to inspect the building.
This is where prestidigitation would come in very handy.
And the door, is like, really
show them the deed.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I'm here to inspect the building, and that door is definitely not to code.
You guys hear another voice from the back, a sort of high, shrill female voice. Porco, porco! And a woman walks out from the back. She seems to have a list and a quill in her hand.
This broken door wasn't on my list. What's going on here? Who are you?
And all of a sudden takes note of whoever is in her visual range. Fuck you guys in the shadows. So Beleg and I literally didn't see you. God, what a moment. Okay, so Rook and Steve, can you make a stealth roll, you two?
Well, I know Beleg wants to be stealthy too, so.
Oh shit, that's a nat 20 plus 5.
Oh man.
Oh god.
That was a 18 plus my stealth is 2, so I'm a 20.
So you stealthy motherfuckers realize that the only light coming in is from the noon sun in the door, the fist hole in the door that Kaitoa opened, and you are skulking here, hiding in the shadows. So, Beleg, Kaitoa, you've been addressed. Who are you?
Yep. I'm here to inspect the building.
Checking off a list. Where have you come from?
She closes her little checklist clipboard and puts her quill into her belt.
Are you the new owners?
Yes.
I was just sent here to inspect the building.
A building inspector?
Yes, making sure safe and everything's in order.
Oh, will that make sense? Repairing the front door, since you've broken it, doesn't really make sense. Were you testing the timbers?
Yes, I simply reached for the handle and my hand went right through the door. It's clearly shoddy workmanship.
It's the termites. Yeah. And the blonde, woodworker at the front door is shaking his head, you know, clearly holding up pieces of, chewed up termite wood.
Yes. So, can we get to looking around here? Can you show me around?
Well, the only thing we have to go by is the administrator's take on the situation. He says, until everything is gone and settled down, we can't reopen. New owners will come and the staff will be employed again. I look forward to that day. And she drops her clipboard on the floor, extremely nervous, and picks up her clipboard.
Beleg makes a insight check.
Can Stolas like fly in and take the clipboard
on her to make sure that she's telling the truth about new owners and whatnot.
Okay, roll it up.
That's a 20. 17 plus 3.
Oh, she's legitimately nervous, but you can tell what she's hiding. She's protecting her pride. She doesn't want you to know something about the establishment.
I like really kindly, like just politely walk up to her and say like, oh, can I see the clipboard and what you've been working on? And I like reach to like grab it from her or take it from her. Not violently.
It's in a dwarven. Do you you read a dwarven, Inspector?
Steve.
I
know an associate who helps me out with that such a thing.
I'm still hiding.
I know somewhere. Well,
mainly the repairs. Okay. In the back from the canal and the entrance to the back. Then a room or two, broken doors, and, the gas.
The gas.
What rooms were affected by the gas? Is that why there's linen everywhere?
Well...
And she motions to take the clipboard back from you, Kaitoa.
Well, the whole place needs a clean inspection for... Yes, the gas. The red gas. It was only a couple months ago, and we aim to change everything. Happy white chain, and no more memories of before.
I still haven't let go of the clipboard. Like I'm holding onto it firmly as she's trying to take it.
Okay.
I look at her and I go, I'm this construct's assistant here. I've been cracking jokes, but I work for him. And part of our investigation is to also find out more about the previous owners of the place. We seem to have misplaced those records. Who owned this place before?
You know what? While you guys talk, I can't really see this writing in this dim light, so I'm just going to step outside the front door where it's a little brighter, and I'm just going to take a look at this and try and read it.
All right, so you take the clipboard out front, and Beleg, yeah, she walks up towards you and says,
well, all I know about the old owners was their ownership ended with... Well, I guess I better tell you. It's kind of common knowledge. You must be travelers and not have been here in the last 2 months, but there was quite the incident at the White Chain.
Tell me more.
Everybody, upstairs and downstairs, fell unconscious.
How many people?
Well, they say about 200 or 300.
Holy fuck.
The whole place was put out. People drooling on the carpets. And thieves, of course, picking over everybody. Oh, they were out. They were out for
They say a whole day. And ever since, the place has been shut down. We aim to make it a happy place again. A white chain. Brunch. I look forward to a brunch when we don't have these memories of the red haze at the white chain. And she goes off muttering up to the top level there, where's the kind of like the hotel entrance, the concierge, the entrance within an entrance. And you see her quite distractedly, Beleg, walking away from you. Seems like you've prompted some bad memories.
Steve, can you read this?
Beleg also walks after her, like cut out to outside.
Okay, Rook reading? And Steve, this little lady here, has moved on upstairs out of view. And now there's only this workman repairing the door and Kaitoa with his clipboard.
Yeah, I'll step out of the shadows.
I'll emerge right close to Kaitoa and grab the clipboard from him.
You sneaky fuckers.
That's pretty fucking clever. That was a good move, Caleb.
Thanks. Or Steve, can you read like that Elvish or Dwarvish?
Dwarven.
Yep. Okay, there is a clear note here, and a stamp from the administrator of Polb, signed by the mayor of Polb, that the white chain is not to open until new ownership is found. Until repairs are made, until a full inspection is done on the gas incident, and written there in red quill ink is red haze, and a date from late 1807.
Okay. I guess I'll walk back inside.
Sounds like there was some sort of incident about a year ago now, I guess?
No, this would be about a month and a half ago, a month and three quarters ago.
So apparently the mayor knows something about this, so we'll have to go talk to him.
So, Rook and Kaitoa, can you please make a... Fuck, what do we say? History check, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. So.
And did Stolas fly upstairs to follow the little lady? Or.
Yes. Yeah, I can stealth Stolas up there.
Rob, I got an 18. 17 nice. Plus 1.
I got a 2 minus 1.
History. It's a thing.
Don't do drugs. They affect your memory.
It's not our fault. We didn't do them on purpose.
It's clear as day. Because you guys are funny. Yeah, don't do drugs. It affects your memory. So deep. So many levels. It rhymes. It's so dense. You, Kaitoa, and Rook immediately click in. You were both here when the whole in hotel restaurant was sedated at the same time.
Oh shit, you were here too? Damn!
And Kaitoa, you asked earlier, was there anybody you recognized? All of a sudden, you realize, like, yes, a couple tables over was this what looked like a half-orc messenger. And not only was it the last thing that you remembered before this red haze overtook you and you're missing a month and waking up in the Black Arrow Fortress there in the Gulf of Galagi, it's also one of the first things you saw when you open your eyes, this ugly mug.
I'll never forget that face.
Yeah, take offense to that.
I'll never forget that hand grasped around my hip.
Yep.
There was Kaitoa and kind of start to put the pieces together that we had been in that same place together about a month ago.
Do I recall why it was there other than the fact that I just frequented it? a bunch, or is that
you had been told, Kaitoa, about a month or so before, simply by a stranger, that there would be information here in the last month of the year if you simply went to match, you know, and frequented this place, that you would be on the right trail.
Yeah.
So okay. You were following a lead, and you were told, yeah, be the barfly, become the barfly.
Junior detective.
Be the barfly, Danny. Be the barfly.
Okay. So I guess I'm going to kind of walk upstairs following this woman as well.
Okay, Stolas checks in, and there is a weeping woman upstairs, Steve.
Oh, Bellic is Kaitoa
lumbering towards the stairs. And Bellic as well, you said you're going up the grand staircase here?
Yeah. As soon as she started leaving, I said I was following her.
Yeah. And I'm going to join.
So there's a downstairs to this, isn't there?
There is, Rook. And as you guys now have left, you know, all of the shadows, the light of the outdoors, your eyes have adjusted. There's this huge bar over to the western wall here, with it looks like enough room for every drink in the continental realms. One of the largest bars you've ever seen that could probably have 14 or 15 barmaids or barhands behind it. And Bellic, as you go up to the top of the stairs, yeah, this woman is weeping.
Same
lady?
Yes, it's the lady who was with the clipboard.
Yeah.
Did you say her name? I don't think we got her name, did we?
No, you guys are awful at introductions.
Yeah.
No one ever wants to know.
Bellic walks up to her and like kneels beside her and says, "Hey, tell me what's wrong." Yeah.
Yeah. Babe.
Okay, can you roll a persuasion, Bellic?
Yeah, okay. I was like, I was gonna say roll persuasion. I was like, well, maybe the DM will give it to me. it's still not that good, but it's not the worst. 9 plus 3, so 12.
As she opens her mouth, you hear a most strange sound. Oh. It is a horn off in the distance, and as she opens her mouth to form a word, you hear the unmistakable sound of a Gnoll warhorn.
Oh,
fuck.
Do we know what direction it's coming from?
Fuck. Freaking gnolls.
We're going to take like a 1 minute break, get a fresh beer. But yeah, that's happening. That's definitely
get
happening.
Some gin and juice for this one.
Yeah. Look at you guys with your little Sherlock Holmes hat on and your little magnifying glass. Doo-dee-doo-dee-doo.
Let's solve a mystery.
I thought we were doing pretty good.
I thought you were doing great.
Yes. No.
I've just decided to keep Steve fucking quiet.
It's amazing how much that does.
Yeah.
and Rook's temper caged.
So we're going to fight some gnolls.
I'm down. I'm excited to fight some gnolls.
Welcome, friends, adventurers, and listeners to The Break. DM Robulon here. Today, I'd like to introduce to you some friends of the show, Mystery Fantasy Dungeon 9000. This real play podcast is set in a 25-year running homebrew campaign and uses a mixed D20 rules system to guide their misadventures. Without further ado, here is Mystery Fantasy Dungeon 9000.
Mystery Fantasy Dungeon 9000 is a 25-year-old living and growing world. Now, 2 years as a podcast, We use rules from all editions of D&D and some from other D20 systems. Join as two groups brave this old world in which years of previous adventures have plundered and enjoyed locking away powerful evils. And now, after four ages, those very evils are breaking free. How will the current groups deal with this plight? Will they be able to deal with the things they've unleashed? Hunt us down monthly, wherever you can summon a podcast.
And now we return to Dungeons and Blackguards.
So we're going to fight some gnolls.
I'm down. I'm excited to fight some gnolls.
Remember, everyone has four inspirations, so we can like we can double roll everything.
I got that shit.
Sweet.
So what the hell is going on with these gnolls? I mean, Lomero was one thing. This is a
Also, talking about the mayor and stuff. It seems like the mayor like wants new ownership for this bar,
unless he just does this every time.
Maybe we should
buy like the mayor like facilitates a new owner, a new bar starts up, and then they just like attack the bar, kill everyone.
I want to get the name of the last owners to try and
I was planning on walking in with the clipboard saying like, here everything looks in order, but wrapping things up with the new management, we need to get in contact with the old owners.
Who asked, where did the sound come from? Yeah. Rook.
Yeah.
It's easy to tell in the dark, echoing, empty lower level of the white chain here. It's coming from outside. And this woodworker fellow at the front door, he drops his little chisel and hammer and a little piece of wood he was fashioning to start to repair this door. Terrified.
Keep fixing that door.
Can I look around and see if there's somewhere for me to duck behind and kind of get myself at the ready?
Oh, there's everywhere in the world to hide in this building.
I guess I'll go up the stairs because everybody else is up the stairs, right?
Yeah.
I have something I want to do as soon as Rook's done.
Yeah, me too. Depending on what Belly does.
Yeah, I'm going to go up and rejoin the guys and kind of pull my weapons out at the same time and look at them like, you know, what we need to do here.
Okay, Belly, go ahead.
So Belly summons his glaive in one hand, and he puts like a firm but not aggressive hand on the girl's shoulder, and I want to try and say, we're going to protect you from this, but just in case we never see you again, I need to know the names of the previous owners, and I want to roll intimidation on that. Oh, wasn't that scary?
The name of the owners.
What'd you roll, buddy?
16 plus 5, 21.
Oh, shit.
Thank God.
Thank fuck.
The name of the owners. I don't know.
You don't know?
Maybe you could ask the administrator.
All right. Thank you.
Who's the administrator? What's the name of the administrator?
She looks to you, Kaitoa, and does, you know, the back of the hand to the forehead kind of thing. Looks a little shaky, stumbles back, and simply says,
"Always the one in the brown cloak."
And passes out on the upper level here in front of the concierge desk. Here.
Never trust a man in a brown cloak.
Nope. All right.
Are you guys still, you're still looking at the white chain there at the bottom?
Yeah. Downstairs the white chain. Sounds like we got no problem, boys.
Can everybody roll a perception, please?
Steve has sent Stolas out. across the way.
Ooh, yeah.
Onto the second floor to act as a lookout. And he's going to concentrate on humanoids within 5 miles.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, you start to concentrate on your 5 mile radius of humanoids via Stolas, or in conjunction with this owl creature.
I don't think I can do it through him. Like, I can see stuff through him, and I can hear stuff through him, but I don't think I could, like, ping off of him.
Okay.
I have to be, like, off of me. But I could offer him that information. Like,
yeah, you can't get him to fly 20 miles and then ping off of them.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so help me out, guys. There was two simultaneous things. Stolas taking off.
We rolled a perception.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Or I guess Steve is going to forego that by doing the 5 mile concentration thing.
Yeah, because you got to meditate.
Perception. Yes, yeah. Perception. Let's do that, and then Steve, you have your. Steve, let's do this. You don't roll a perception because you're into your thing.
No,
you're Steve thing.
Yep.
Does everybody have their old perception already, or are we re-rolling now?
I rolled one when Robin first said it, and I have that.
Did your roll suck, Beleg?
No, I rolled it. Well, I rolled a 10. I rolled a 9 plus 1.
We all don't have to perceive it. Just one of us.
Yeah, I got a 16.
I got a 22.
All right. You guys here, you're really not too far from some of the main streets here in Polb. And you hear some loud screams carrying across the rooftops of downtown Polb and Polb Plaza as Stolas launches into the air. He gets a pretty good view of what's happening in the main vicinity here. And how high can Stolas fly here, Steve?
Well, I mean, he can move 60 feet a turn.
Okay, so Stolas launches into the air, and he sees several horses running one of the main roads here from the, eastern gates, southeastern area. And I imagine Stolas' vision is pretty good, yeah?
Yep.
Well, then he would certainly see the pack of what looks like roughly 10 gnolls running down the alleyway.
After these horses?
They seem to be running in the same direction as the horses. The horses are clearly fleeing. And in a moment, they are upon the crowds who are still watching bits of Randy put on for show, and then various food vendors and carts are still selling their wares. There is panic all of a sudden, and the screams that the party hears now seem to be from all around.
Does Stolas see the man in the brown robe?
The man in the brown robe and the mayor of Polb seem to have left on one of these horse-drawn carts that were present, you know, only 10 minutes ago. They're not anymore up on that stage.
I guess we don't know this because obviously we're not near Steve right now.
Well, I let them know that the gnolls are attacking the people in that plaza.
Yeah, I'm, after I intimidated the chick, I definitely ran down to meet Steve and Rook.
Well, these people sound pretty shitty, so I'm not really worried about saving them.
What about the children?
Well, hey, Matt, I'd like to be a bit of a hero here.
It does bring attention to us.
Yeah, but maybe they'll give us that sweet bar.
Right? The my issue is that whether or not the gnolls are the Black Arrows doing or not.
Yeah, or if the mayor and them are part of this as well. That's my other concern. Either way, we're going to have to kill some gnolls here. So yeah, I guess if you guys want to go into the crowd fighting these guys, I'm down.
Yep. I'm happy. I'd love to fight.
Yeah, let's go fight.
Belleg's going to roll them dice and switch to his wizard and spear look.
Oh, you should just like go in fight dressed as a gnoll. Walk up to him and just...
I'm going to go for some of that hero recognition.
All right.
Hey, Rob, I've got my swords at the ready and everything, don't I?
Yep.
Okay. We have a ways to run, though, don't we?
Dude, yeah. You are swanging where you want to be swanging.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Who wants to lead the way?
You. You're okay. You're the barbarian.
All right.
You guys see where you've exited there from the road that led to the white chain?
See.
See?
Yeah.
See, Senor? See.
See.
See. Okay. So, Stolas gives you the owl's eye view. Horses run past you guys as these gnolls start moving into the crowd and already creating a whole bunch of terror and bloodshed.
We got 10, you said? Yeah. Are you boys following?
We need to send out the Chris Flick symbol or signal.
I know.
Is it like a badger paw?
Yeah, a little badger paw in the sky.
The real star of the show.
Can Steve get a higher ground?
Bring Steve, can you roll acrobatics if you want to try scaling up some of these, inner city pole buildings? There's tons of little, finger and knuckle holds.
Sweet, 18.
You are up on this rooftop, and look, there's Stolas on the opposite edge with you on the same rooftop now.
Birds of a feather.
Birds of a feather, we run together.
Party down below. You have now reached the edge here, the cusp of Main Street South as it approaches huge Polb Plaza. I mean, this place is 349.3 feet across. Hey, who's hanging back there?
Rook.
Rook. You see this black stallion run past you, and it has blood all over its haunches. You know this to be Gnoll Bites.
Okay, so I'm going to run up and join my crew here.
Okay, boys, are we moving up to engage?
Might as well.
I was going to ask, should we pinch them in this little streetway here?
We could. I could draw some attention and then retreat, but I have a feeling with all the people out there, well, why would they come fight us when they could just eat all these people and kill them?
That's true, but I mean, at the same time, too, I mean, I'm always down for a fight, but
yeah,
I don't know if I'm going to necessarily engage them if they're not coming at us.
Well, I guess, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, if we're heroes, we engage them now, or if we just kind of wait.
They're fucking gnolls. They're going to kill everything they can.
Yeah. So we can either just sit there and hopefully someone else steps in, or we just step in now and fight them.
Well, I guess for me, I'll just wait to see what you guys do because I'm impartial.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you don't. Your character doesn't want to be the hero.
Steve is scurrying over top of the rooftops as stealthy as possible, and he wants to get around, sort of get an angle on them.
Steve, you are now in range, and you have the drop on at least two of these gnolls. Party, as your inner monologue rages on, you do see these gnolls starting to take blood, and a couple of these crowd fall to the ground.
Can I determine which one is the leader?
You can see one is clearly a mohawked, ferocious-looking gnoll. He seems to have maybe a brother or a similarly adorned gnoll. One of them is in sight, and he looks to the crowd and lunges at this large fat fellow and takes him down.
I am going to open up on the who I think is the leader.
Okay, you'd be rolling a couple of Steve specials.
Yep.
Roll it up.
Okay, I guess this is the first turn of combat, is it?
Yeah, and Kaitoa, as you run
in... I'm going to try and hide in the crowd so I can, like, jump out at him.
As you run in and engage, you're going to see probably a couple of daggers. Can you roll those up, Steve?
Yep, so it's three altogether, being this is the first attack, and all aimed at the boss or big guy. So that's the big guy, the purple?
Yeah.
Okay. First one hits with a 19.
Woo.
Or does it hit? I imagine.
It blasts through his Knoll hide armor.
Okay.
They're inspired.
So that is 17 for the first hit.
Oh, it buries itself into the back of his neck as he's chewing a nice piece of fat boy flank.
So 15,
fat boy flank.
15 for the second.
Hit, yeah.
Oh, to hit? Yeah, that hits.
And so that is for 13.
And he takes a second spike or dagger. Steve, and where were you aiming for?
I guess from my angle, it's like I'm like down into the collarbone chest area, like through the little space between the neck and the body.
He is down. And a couple of the crowd look up in amazement. Everybody roll initiative.
I've got one more because it's the first sequence.
Then take us to a third dagger shot, Steve. Everybody else 13, roll initiative.
13 to hit.
And are you hitting the next guy in range?
Yep.
What did you roll, Steve?
A 13.
That does not hit.
No. Hold on.
Okay. And I think your dagger probably bounces off his, let's see what this guy's got here, crude buckler. He just pinged off his buckler. Anyways, yeah. Everybody roll initiative.
I rolled a 12. Bellag rolled a 12.
I got a 13.
21 for Steve. A 21 for Steve and a nat 20 for Stone.
Oh, shit.
It's a 16 for me.
16.
Can I also, as a minor action, Steve throwing his daggers and stuff, it reminds me that I have a longbow, so I'm going to sheath my swords real quick and pull out my longbow and take aim at this other big dude with the blue marker.
Rook, you are in perfect longbow range by 175 feet. 175. You can sheath those dual short swords. Yeah, man. Now, Beleg, in front of you, just off to the corner of the building where the crowds are starting to run past. These horses dash past, braying in the afternoon sunlight here as the first knoll here hits the ground.
Sweet. We all get a spark.
Kaitoa, you burst through the crowd as you see this foremost Mohawk Knoll bite the dust. As you push through the last of these running commoners, there's a target right in front of you, so you can roll... he's surprised, so you can roll advantage to hit.
Sweet. Okay, then. Well, I'm just going to do my Barbarian Rage. And so I get 4... or an 18. I'll take the 18 plus 5, so 23.
To hit? That hits.
Yeah. To hit. 16, 17.
17 damage?
Damage, yeah.
You land your axe right on this gnoll's helm. Into his helm and into his head. And he staggers backwards, bloodied.
Caleb,
Rook, you said you've sheathed your swords. You've drawn your Knoll longbow.
Yeah.
All these guys are in range. Please roll to hit.
Okay, and I'm going after the second big guy there.
Okay. You identify a similar looking sort of a twin Mohawk Knoll captain figure in the fray. as his minions continue to hack away at the populace.
It's going to be a 9.
Damn it. Your arrow does not fly true and whizzes past this guy and hits a four-wheeled wagon just behind him. He takes note of this. Beleg, you're up.
All right, I will Eldritch Blast the guy that Kaitoa attacked. And that is a... Fuck, where's my spell? Yeah.
Beleg, as you wag your finger but seem unable to utter your command word, you see all of these gnolls open the large backpacks that you've seen them the whole time carrying. These are large backpacks that seem to extend from about their hips all the way up to their shoulders, and from each backpack hops roughly one or two kobolds.
Oh, bitch, you're about to get shattered.
Yeah.
They are frothing, hissing, and immediately begin to disperse amongst the gnolls that have dropped them off. A piggyback, Mello!
Alright. Well played, Ron.
I rolled a 13. Well, it didn't hit his AC, right?
13 will not hit.
Okay.
Alright. Your foray into the plaza has given all four of you a taste of blood. There's a casualty already right here, and blood has been spilt, but blood continues to be spilt as these gnolls, roughly half of them, chase the populace towards the gallows. The puppet show and the children scream, and the vendors start to pick up their wares, and there is panic.
Fuck.
Yeah, so now remind me where everybody was initiative. 16? Beleg?
Beleg got a 12.
A Beleg, 12. Uh-huh. Stevie He's boy, 21.
21. And the owl got a nat 20.
Right, owly, nat 20. Rook?
16.
Yeah, you were 16. And Toa?
Yeah.
13.
All right.
Bring me your attacks.
All right. You see the commoners towards the gallows fall under a couple of kobold cruel blades, and those gnolls as well just are tearing through. There is now a clear group of about six or seven kobolds and three or four gnolls that are engaging with you folks. At the same time, though, can everybody roll a quick perception?
That's another 12 for Beleg.
10.
That's an 8.
Ooh.
13.
I will use inspiration, though. I want to use my inspiration.
Oh, cash it in. Yep.
Yeah.
13 for me there, sir.
Okay.
That is 16.
Okay.
Better than 8.
Yep. And then collectively, sir, what are you guys collectively totaling?
21. Oh, for what? 28.
Oh, yeah.
Total it up, guys. I want you guys to work as a team. Total your score and beat my score.
So 38. What did you get, Belly?
12.
So 50.
Did you pass 40?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sweet. I got a new technique with you guys. Okay. From the main eastern road is a huge formation of bandits.
Oh, fuck.
You see some cruel-looking lancers, and you see a lot of these South Pole-looking brigands and bandit types.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
From behind you, you hear boots and armor, and you see what can only be the quartermaster and a whole bunch of his men.
Jesus fuck.
don't kill the knights.
Rob over here working with a Game of Thrones style war budget.
Mm-hmm. And that is where we will have to leave until the next time on Dungeons and Blaggers. Now's a great time for me to quickly confirm what does Beleg look like? Yeah, funny stuff. Beleg, where did I leave you off? Sorry.
Oh, I just want to have like a player DM agreement that I can just say
shopping up
spear look. It's just generic human look.
Okay, but different look than Pole. Docks. The slaughter at the South Pole docks in Southie. That's different. Okay, got it. Wizard and spear, nondescript human number two.
Yeah, that works.
Fair enough, dude.